Hello, everybody. This is Alfonso from Studio Comics, creator of Night Spike, and feature on the movie Heroes Manufactured. And right now, you are listening We Got the Geek.
Hi, it's Jay Stu and Sarah J. We're here at the first anniversary of Studio Comics Store.
Hello.
And we're here with Greg Hyland, and we've been enjoying looking at his Monster Atlas book. How you doing, sir?
Not too bad.
Could you tell us a little bit about the book?
Well, the Monster Atlas is an atlas about monsters. But so it's
self-explanatory.
Yeah. It's got maps, but then it shows you where various monsters live. The volume we just did is North and South America. So it covers legends, folklore, but then it also has movies and TV and literature and cryptids, so like Bigfoot and lake monsters. And so we have the maps that show you where they are, but then we have a write-up about each monster with an illustration as well.
Yeah, as Sarah's flipping through the book, it reminds me a lot of that DC series in the 80s, Who's Who.
Yeah.
You're familiar with that one.
Yeah, kind of. Actually, I show at the Hamilton Comic-Con a couple weeks ago, I showed a copy to Jim Shooter, who was the editor-in-chief at Marvel, and he said, oh, this is just like the Marvel handbook. Well, I guess.
Okay. Now, did you have more fun creating, like, going through the film and television, or was it really cool to see the legends and folklore from around?
I think everything I really enjoyed doing. Like, I really like doing the research on the stuff. The nice thing about the, like, legends and folklore stuff is what I did, because, you know, I wanted to create a unique image for them. So I took what I found, you know, online. Right. I took some of the elements of what I liked the best out of a picture, because I didn't want to copy somebody's picture. So I put together my own thing that represented what it was. Now, the movie and TV stuff, I tried to draw it and get the likeness correct. So it was like a little bit different for each sort of thing. And the literature stuff too, I tried to, you know, come up with. It was tough, like, say for It, you know, I wanted to come up with a unique Pennywise for it rather than copying what's been seen in the movies. Because we didn't really cover them. It's the book version, right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, and I just turned to a page I was flipping through, and La Llorona.
Yes.
And there's a movie coming out about based on that folklore.
And that's a pretty common...
It is, yeah.
And I've had so many people who were from, you know, Mexico and Central America say, oh, but do you have La Llorona in it? And I'm like, oh, yeah, we do. And they're like, oh! And it's like that and the Chupacabra are what I was like, we have to have those things.
The Chupacabra was, I think, the first thing that got me interested in legends and folklore and supernatural kind of things. You know, like hearing the stories of the Chupacabra and, ooh, it's like, what is that? And I researched it and it was just fascinating.
And then people, they look through our map and they look at Mexico and they go, oh, well, you left out the Chupacabra. I said, yes, we put it in Puerto Rico because that's where it originally, whereas there's stories about Chupacabra all over Central America, even into like Texas.
Yeah.
But we put it in Puerto Rico because that's where it's from. We could have put Sasquatch just about anywhere. But I put Sasquatch in Northern California, where the sort of the famous film was made.
Yeah.
But we do have a section in there that shows you the amount of Sasquatch sightings by state.
Right.
You know, to like an infographic type thing.
Well, yeah, because I mean it was Harry and the Hendersons. That
every state has a sighting, and every province too.
I don't know so much about Ontario, but I know out west, like in the interior of BC and everything.
Well, there's one that's seen in northern Ontario called Old Yellowtop, which is called that because basically it's Sasquatch but with sort of a blondish, more of a blondish color of hair. There's the skunk ape, which is from Florida, but it could be a Sasquatch. There's a few variants. There's some in like Northwest Territories in Nunavut, which, I'm going to butcher this name, but it's like the Tlitlo Sasquatch that wears clothes because it lures you in. You think it's a person and you get near, but it's really a Sasquatch that then gets you. And then there's another one called the Nukluk that could be like a caveman that's lived, but it could also be a Sasquatch. So there's variants all over North America.
Now, is there the Wendigo in here?
Yes, there is the Wendigo, which we placed in sort of central Ontario. Although we do have like another infographic map of the range of the Wendigo, which is pretty much all of Ontario and east.
Yes. Oh, that's awesome.
Well, it looks really cool. Where can people go to pick up this book?
Well, right now it's only available from me.
Okay.
So if you find, I'm doing as many conventions as I can at the moment. Although the website, I've got a card for the website, which is lethargiclad.com/monsteratlas, all one word, and you can order it there. Yeah, I'll give you guys a card, and you can. It's an annoying name at the moment.
We will put it up on our Facebook page and everything, and make sure people get out, go online, and or go to the cons and find the
atlas. That'd be great.
Well, it was fantastic meeting you and checking out your book, and we'll definitely spread the word.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That'd be great.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.